CZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
At least 80 shacks have been damaged after part of an informal settlement was flooded in Reservoir Hills, west of Durban. It's after a bulk pipeline burst on the M19 yesterday, gushing water on the Umgudulu settlement. The area's ward councillor, Elisha Kisoon, says distraught residents could be seen rummaging through the water to try and find their belongings. Disaster teams were also on scene to determine the extent of the damage.
I believe this trunk line feeds the westward area towards Durban and Umlazi, and the water department is already aware and have sent a team to attend to it and was on site with me.
eThekwini Municipality's Gugu Sisilana says teams managed to isolate the burst yesterday.
An assessment of the extent of the damage in order to undertake the necessary repairs is also underway. This includes an investigation of what caused the burst pipe.
In the south of Durban, authorities will today conclude profiling those who lost their homes in a fire at an informal settlement. eThekwini disaster teams responded to the incident in the Mangaung informal settlement on Friday. Ward councillor Proteus Mongonyama says the families are currently being accommodated in two tents. He says they'll begin providing building materials for the families this week.
About 130 shacks burnt down completely. We supplied blankets and the sponges. So far, we are taking care of those people.
Meanwhile, in Australia, dozens of bushfires burning across Victoria State have forced residents to evacuate their homes. Authorities say strong winds and high temperatures sparked 80 fires yesterday, which hundreds of firefighters are still battling. Almost 2,000 hectares of land and one home have been destroyed. No fatalities have been reported. Officials say two fires in the state's western and southern regions are likely to burn for some time, which they say could lead to more homes being destroyed. And finally, the Springboks condemned England to their fifth consecutive defeat after they overcame the host 29-20 at Twickenham last night. The Boks scored four tries, with Cheslin Kolbe being named the man of the match. On the weather front, there's a yellow level 1 alert for severe thunderstorms in the northwest of KZN today. It may lead to damaging winds, hail, heavy downpours and excessive lightning. Durban and Kokstad will reach a high of 25 degrees, Ulundi and Newcastle 30, Pietermaritzburg and Underberg 26, Richards Bay 28, Ladysmith 32, Moy River 29 and 24 for Margate. There's 2 metre high sea swells in Durban this morning, with sunset at 6:31. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.